Bolinda Audio and the O'Brien Press present this unabridged recording of Lily Takes a Chance, Lissadell Story, Book 4, written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. Chapter 1. Did you hear the great news, Lily? I hurried towards my friend and put down my bucket, sloshing warm, soapy water all over the floor. Please say we're getting a day off, I said. Or a half day. Even an hour would do me. I think I'll die if I have to clean another floor or make another bed. Sorry, said Nellie, using her mop to clean up the mess I'd made. It's not time off, but it is good news all the same. Lady Mary's got a huge big bag of wool for us, and it's navy blue. Isn't that great? It will be a lovely change for the soldiers. For months now, we'd been knitting socks and vests for the poor young soldiers who were fighting across the sea in France and Belgium. And while I was fed up of the grey wool we'd been using, I'd been hoping for better news than that. Aren't you happy? Asked Nellie. Lady Mary said she'll send the wool to our room later so we can get started tonight. Nellie was so sweet and kind, and never sought anything for herself. All she wanted was to be a housemaid at Lissadell forever. That wasn't enough for me, though. I loved my friends, but I found the days long and boring. Sometimes my dream of being a teacher seemed so far away I might never, ever reach it. But as I looked into my friend's shining blue eyes, I had to smile back at her. I'm happy that you're happy, I said. But don't you sometimes... I stopped talking as I heard footsteps coming up the servants' stairs. It's Mrs. Bailey, said Nellie in a panic, starting to mop furiously. Even though Nellie never did anything wrong, she was a bit afraid of the housekeeper, who was strict, but kind and fair. The steps came closer, but when the door opened, it wasn't Mrs. Bailey. Lily, said Maeve, rushing towards me. There you are. I've been looking everywhere. I've missed you so much. Oh, Maeve, I've missed you too, I said. This was true. Maeve Demarkovitz was a young lady and part of the family who owned Lissadell House. Mostly, she lived with her grandmother, Gaga, in a house called Ardeven. She missed her father, who lived abroad, and her mother, Countess Markovitz, who lived in Dublin. Maeve loved adventure and excitement, and when she visited Lissadell, everything seemed brighter and much more fun. Oh, hello, Nellie, said Maeve then. How are you? Hello, Miss Maeve, said Nellie politely. I'm fine, thank you. How are you? I sighed. My friends were very different, and no matter how hard they tried, I knew they would never be friends with each other. I'm going to see Star the Pony, said Maeve. Would you like to come, Lily? I preferred most things to mop and floors, so that wasn't a hard question. Unfortunately, though, I couldn't always do what I liked. I had a job and responsibilities.